Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Jackie Wilson bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, whether you're trying to start one, grow one, or get rid of one, we got what you need there on smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can read, you can listen, you can watch. We got video there too, multimedia. That's right. Use it to your advantage. Wear it out. Break it. If you break it, we'll fix it and give it back to you. So check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jeff Sabar is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of so many books on micropreneuring that I think it's like maybe a record. Chiefhomeofficer.com is his website. Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me.
We were talking in the previous segment about how to sell. Basically, we talk more about how not to sell when you're in social media communities, when you're
right.
Using the social media platforms. I think it might be helpful for some folks to differentiate between the value of LinkedIn and say Facebook, for example,
mm-hmm.
Or Twitter. LinkedIn is more for business to business, typically professional to professional. You typically see that. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. LinkedIn has emerged as for many, it's a vital tool for networking. And so you create a site, a presence on LinkedIn. It's really an online, a very robust online resume with all the places you've worked in the past and what you're doing now. But you can post projects that you've completed. You can reach out to others and network at them. Hey, I need a videographer for a project I'm working on or a commercial I'm doing.
Right.
Or I need a graphic designer, a good inexpensive graphic designer to handle a new ad for my business, something like that. So that's a business-to-business play, although there is some sales opportunities there as well. So if you're selling a widget or a service, you know, people might say, hey, I need a consultant who does this or someone who does that.
But even that is not the in-your-face selling approach is not acceptable on that platform and that in those communities either. So business to business, professional to professional, that's LinkedIn more is more LinkedIn. Whereas if you're business to consumer, if you're more of a retail type operation, you're probably going to want to have, as we talked earlier, a fan page on Facebook, right?
Right, absolutely. You know, the business to business side of LinkedIn is very focused and purposeful in that respect. But again, if you're reaching out and building a community of people who may want your product or your service and who you want to pitch offers to or make, you know, suggestions, offer insights, the fan page of Facebook, and it's really simple to create, but the fan page of Facebook is really a good tool for marketing and sales of any enterprise, of any business. And it's
mm-hmm.
simple. If you have a Facebook presence, you know, Jeff Sabar on Facebook, for example, just a normal Facebook page or a site, then you go in and you're able to create what they call a fan page. You go through the step-by-step instructions, and if you don't know how to do it, you can go onto YouTube and look for how to create Facebook fan page.
And nobody will ever know.
And nobody will ever know. They'll think you're tech savvy like nobody's business. So you can go through and set it up really easily, and then you share it, and then you tell people on your regular Facebook page that you have a new fan page that's up. Please like this fan page, and then you can post offers. You can post again tips if you're so bold. You can go
back
to YouTube.
Only on your fan page, not on your personal page.
Exactly, that's the key. And you know, while we spoke a little bit about blending, you know, your presence on Facebook, the fan page is where the, I don't want to say hard sales, but a little bit more of a sales message comes across.
Well, then if let's say you have a business to consumer business, you've got a retail operation. So you would want to reach out to your customers more likely on your Facebook fan page. But then if you needed help with running the business, if you wanted to reach out to the people who were your peers, maybe even in your industry, you would be more likely to do that on LinkedIn, right?
Right. So, I mean, that's a differentiation between the different social media sites. You know, a Facebook page is for you and your friends. A Facebook fan page is for you and friends or potential customers who are interested in what you do. And then LinkedIn is, as you're saying, business to business. It's a place where you can put your, it's an online resume of sorts, but very robust, and you can, you know, accomplishments. You can put offers, not offers in the bold sense, but you know, we're launching a new marketing campaign, something like that, or we're launching a new offer.
On
but it's
LinkedIn,
really more
now, you can put your activity up there, but you know, I don't see anybody trying to sell anything on LinkedIn. Do you?
It's much more subtle than that. The sales.
It's the difference in the rules of selling.
And these people are, I want to say, you know, they're smarter about the implications and expectations of social media when they're using LinkedIn. Some are, for lack of a better word, are crass about it, and they'll sell everything on LinkedIn, where if you just post a link to your most recent blog or you post a link to a project you've done, you know, look at what I've done. That's what LinkedIn is. It's essentially a brag page. It's not a sell page. Or not, you know, it's more of a marketing page where it's a subtle brag about things that you've done and accomplished. And then, more importantly, for LinkedIn, Jim, you need to meet Bob? I can introduce you. Or
that's,
you come to me looking for the
intro.
That's
a great way to use LinkedIn. Hey, Jeff, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website again, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Good job, Jeff. Come back soon.
I'd love to be with you. Thanks, Jim.
Jeff Sabar, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Jeff joined us. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.